I'll just add to the correspondence that we got an answer back from T-Mobile today that we were not selected for one of the 25 grants nationwide that they were giving out. So that has a final determination on it. John sent us also the updated estimate. The DCED analyst came back after the last meeting because we got another award looking for another change in our pending application scope. That is what generated the estimate that came in today from John, which was for the fencing, the seal coating, and the roof.
And the roof.
Being that the roof was not part of the previous applications. I responded back to him to ask him to add in the engineering of the construction inspection and the bid development for that, because that's not part of the existing bid package that he already did for us for the existing project. Does anyone have anything else? She asked to have it back by Wednesday, so.
Well, I think that bid is to replace the whole fence, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, the way I read, originally, I just gave him, I think, 46 feet or something to get rid of the chicken wire and build the same fence on that side.
Because that fence is 4 foot and the new fence is 6 foot.
Correct.
No, that fence is 6 foot.
But that's not 6 foot.
Yeah, it is. I measured it.
Is it really?
I sent them the measurements.
I never paid attention. I always thought it was only 4 foot.
No, that one's 6 foot.
4 foot would be shorter than me. That's shorter than me.
Six foot with barbed wire on top. I gave him pictures of it and everything.
And I saw a deer jump that.
But I think 200 feet he
even
has.
Even 6 foot, though.
Yeah, I saw a deer jump that.
He's got 200 feet on it there, so I'm assuming that's going to be the whole thing.
Yeah.
Originally, I just gave him the distance where the chicken wire was to match the fence.
I think the likelihood of us getting another grant is probably small. We can be very grateful.
Not what you do.
I don't mean ever, but for this project, I imagine that our legislators might be a little bit worn out with saying yes to us.
Mm-hmm.
But this application is pending, and we have the opportunity to maximize its use up to the $160,000 we originally applied for. But John has to have whatever's in the estimate together, signed, sealed, and into DCD by Wednesday.
Well, he sent this just so we would know. I talked to him right before the meeting.
Okay.
Just so if there's any discussion about what he's presenting there that you want changed, he'll change it before Wednesday. But
okay.
As far as the fencing goes, he said this is the best fence you can go with because it's the longest lasting. It's what are you going to go with, wood or plastic? If you went with the plastic fencing, then you can't even see in it, so it's a danger. But this is the longest lasting, heaviest duty fencing you can get. So.
Okay, so what you're telling me is we're sticking with the chain link fencing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only things that I wanted him to change was to add engineering expenses and the cost of the bid ad.
Okay.
Because all of those are eligible costs as well. So we might as well put them in to the estimate because he was at $57,000 and we had originally applied for $160,000.
Okay.
So they'll reduce our application down to whatever is the amount of the estimate that he sends in. This
so
week.
So you want the engineering and the bid?
The bid ad,
Okay. Be ready then.
We're going to discuss more with...
I did answer back, and I'd have to check to see if I copied everyone because I was on my phone at lunch, but I can certainly forward it if I didn't.
I don't see the attachment. John's. I think John didn't send it to me.
Let me look. Yeah, he copied you. For TP, PTD.
I see your forward, and that doesn't have the attachment. I didn't see John's email.
Something just for your knowledge, we're not going to discuss it because it's not on the agenda. I got a call from the DEP today Mike didn't get it, Mike Cobb, my alternate, didn't get his CE in, so he's no longer certified, but I did contact another SEO up from Greentown, and he's gonna become the alternate.
Okay.
So that'll be coming up. And I don't know if you knew it, but Scott's gone.
No, I do know.
And Todd took his place.
I do know that, too.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good or bad, though.
It's a little of both. Mostly good, though, I think.
You have more we want to discuss with Nancy? Mm-hmm. Why she's still on there?
I just have a question before we go too far. We're going to send it to county planning, but did you want to wait to see what their comments are and then review it and go through and then have a final version before
yeah.
we advertise it? Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that. I don't know that we can advertise.
No, right. I just wanted to bring it up because we talked about that at two meetings ago. The only thing is I won't be here for the first August meeting. Just keep that in mind.
It's 2 months old.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't be here, but I'll be eating here.
Yeah, the third, I think, yes.
Maybe we cancel that one.
My schedule is spotty in July as well.
Yeah. On my way.
What I will do...
To August 2nd.
Just for my own edification, if it's okay with the board, mm-hmm. is I'll put together a list of my questions.
Yep. Send them to Nancy.
And send them back to Nancy, and then she'll be able to respond with that information. Because even if it's not... a question that results in a change, it would be something that I think would be important for us to have mm-hmm. going into the hearing to be able to identify.
And Rachel, if we had a couple of things before where, like with the map, same for John and I, if you have anything that you think is related to the law and you want to discuss it with me, send me an email.
Okay, well, I can copy, since the three of you worked on it together, I can copy both of you and Nancy and the board on the questions, but just so that I can understand better how we arrived at some of these things.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Makes a lot of sense.
And I want to compare, first of all, I have to finish reading it. I mean, you know, it was like scratch your eyes out by the time I got to page 12. I couldn't see straight anymore by then, so.
That was me. My wife says, what are you reading?
Imagine writing them.
Yeah, it's not something you do in one weekend, I would imagine.
No. Right, yeah.
Well,
but
just to give you an
reading
example,
it on your phone, right?
Just to give you an example of how I checked three times for the terms usage, for the related uses, and also for the data centers, and I still missed one.
Yeah,
even though I checked it three times.
Yeah, I was reading on my
phone
Saturday afternoon.
The day after
the
meeting that I missed.
My eyes. I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading this. Look at this.
23 pages on a page size to read on my phone. I wouldn't be able to see it all, but forget it.
I was able to roll it over, so at least the lettering was. Mm-hmm. But then it hit it and fly out and that to find out where it was. I almost threw the phone across.
Probably as a standard practice, Shahada, knowing that Gary doesn't have the ability to...
I don't have a computer.
To look at it on a computer. If we get something else like that you know he needs to review, print it out.
And let me know. And I will
put
it up.
Put a note on it, put it on the table for him with his name on it and just send him a text or call him and say, I left you a copy so you can come and pick it up.
And when my grandkids moved out, they took their computers.
There you go. What is the amount of your bond, of the treasurer's bond?
Half a million.
Yeah.
I had a note on my calendar to check that because the auditors had asked about mm-hmm. whether it was going to be satisfactory. And the current balances altogether, when you add them up, are $529,000. So we are over the bond.
We get that much in the bank right now? Yeah.
Well, if I did the math on my cell phone correctly, I might have fat-fingered a number, but...
We should be bringing up 750.
Maybe 800, just to be safe.
don't see if seven.
Well, certainly 600 would be the next. I don't know. Does it only go in flat increments? Do you know, or can we just set whatever dollar number?
I think it was 300,000, then it was changed to 500,000 at some point, maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. Could you find out what it would be at 600, mm-hmm. what the cost would be at 600?
Okay.
Because we're over the 500, yeah. So the auditors were right to caution us about that. I don't think we'll be over it for very long.
No.
Because we probably got, that's why I put it on my calendar for June 1st, because I knew this would be probably the meeting where we had the highest balance of the year. And the other question I had was whether the second quarter ambulance payment has been made.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I signed an objection to that.
Okay. Very good. So if you could please check on, increasing it to 600 and see if they only do it at certain numbers, what the next highest number would be.
Want to authorize her to go ahead and do it until it covers?
Sure.
Yeah.
Was that a motion, Gary?
Yes, I'll make a motion. We allow Shahana to go ahead and increase the bond.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Just to cover us.
$600,000.
I have a question. So you're applying for a bond, is that correct? Or looking into a bond?
Our bond.
I'm sorry?
We're increasing treasurer's bond.
Okay.
It's a fidelity bond that protects the township in the event that there was a theft by employees. So it's something that's always covers the township up to the maximum amount of money that we would have in our bank account. That's what we're supposed to be covering.
Yep.
But what we identified is that we're a little bit over that. So we want to adjust the amount of that bond a little bit higher to reflect that we have a little bit more money in the bank.
Yeah, pretty good.
You don't have a set figure of how much higher or where you want to set it at?
We'd like to go to 600,000.
Right. We just told Shahana to get a price at 600 if the insurance company does 600. It might be like your car insurance where they tell you 500 and then they go to 750.
Yeah.
Right. So whichever is the next highest number.
The next highest covers what we have in the account. Anything under public participation?
So I looked for the training.
The fraud training?
I didn't see any, so I sent an email to Ms. Maxwell, and she forwarded to the education.
To Scott?
I'm not sure about the name. I sent it to Tricia Maxwell.
Okay.
I told her that I'm looking for that training.
Okay.
She forwarded to the Education coordinator. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
What is your current treasurer's bond set at?
Right? 500,000.
500,000.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Could I ask you a couple other questions, if I could?
Of course.
Thank you. I'm sorry. The only thing I'm not clear on is the new business, old Owego Turnpike date of June 27th. What is that actually for?
We have a request for Family Fun Day at Gray Towers. You can have a copy of this.
Okay. I heard you say that. I want to make sure I had that correct. That's for the township, Family Fun Day for...
It's Gray Towers. So because of the volume of traffic they're going to have coming out of their upper parking, they want to have the back road closed so that they're not competing with traffic, regular traffic flowing down that road.
Okay. My other question is, the data center ordinance, has that been sent, that draft been sent to the county yet?
It's going there tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. And that's 27 pages, is it?
23
pages. Okay. And that's really the one you're working on, as it seems from what I understand right now. Then after that, you'll be working on the others, the warehouse ordinance? And
warehouse.
Planning has been working on kind of all of the above.
All of them at once.
For a while, but they prioritized the data center one. That's checked off the list, right?
Yep. And next is 407. And then the warehouse. No, we'll be working on warehouse and Act 537 plan all at the same time.
Okay.
Because we're at the step where it's just me and John getting together, putting the rest of the paperwork together for...
537.
537 plan.
It's funny that, if I may, I understand from one of the other townships, they had a conversation with Mike Brzezinski at planning. He said that right now, and they were sending a draft to him, and he says, right now, I've got five other townships in the county, five other municipalities with data center ordinances in, five others, along with Blooming Grove was the township. Blooming Grove was told that he already had five others, but he kind of assured them, and they seemed assured, I guess you know Mike, so, that they'll get through it. The county will take care of these in a timely manner. But right now, coincidentally, he said he's got five of them all juggling all at the same time.
Well, I think, you know, when I went to PSATs last year, Wayne, there was one township supervisor, like Paul Revere, sounding the alarm saying, the data centers are coming, the data centers are coming. You should get prepared if you're not prepared. This year, the whole conference was talking about data centers. They had programs on the stage about data centers. Everyone was talking about data centers everywhere. And of course, Representative Olsemer just had a program here about data centers. This is the vast majority of our township supervisors, you know, were not at the PSATs conference and didn't get that information necessarily. So it's a huge topic right now. PSATs is very focused on it. PSATs has some example documents. And they're sounding the alarm. Every county is sounding the alarm. The state legislators are, you know, half are writing legislation that speeds them along, and half are writing legislation that slows them down or puts moratoriums against them. So this is a humongous topic. It was even brought up at the Governor's Conference for Women listening session in Wayne County on Saturday. Everybody is talking about it. So it doesn't surprise me at all that Mike would have five.
Commissioner Kramer there? Was Jocelyn there? Commissioner Kramer?
From Luzerne County?
No. Wayne?
No. None of the county commissioners were present from either county.
That is strange.
It was a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But... you know, essentially all of us have to get through the learning curve. I believe Lemus was already done. They were early in the curve and had theirs already finished.
Yeah.
Green was, is doing that, but they don't have a zoning ordinance, so.
I think Smithfield just passed theirs, didn't they?
Smithfield Township had data centers in their ordinance before.
Right. They just beat
them up. They got a data center application, and then they started changing their data center ordinance because they looked at it and realized that they didn't like what it said. And they didn't like how much land area was in their approved zone. So they are in the process of changing it. They had over 100 people come to their township meeting when they were discussing it. However, none of that affects the pending application because it came in before those changes were made. And that was one of the discussions that was stated at the conference in one township. They were 10 days away from implementing when they got 10 applications for data centers. They just were not fast enough. And that sparked a lot of the conversation about the moratoriums. And then in one case, the municipality that was speaking, they did an ordinance. They got a data center application. They processed the data center application. Then they denied it. I gather that it probably met their ordinance, though.
Oh, boy.
Then they were being appealed in court. And while they were being appealed in court, they repealed and adopted a new data center ordinance. So there's a lot of kind of up in the air about which regulations might apply depending on the outcome of.
I know what that was.
I imagine you probably do. It was within the region, so.
I'm surprised they could do that. They could change an ordinance while it's in litigation, while the situation.
That doesn't mean that it applies. It doesn't mean that it applies to that applicant. It would apply to other applicants. But it doesn't mean that it applies. The same with Smithfield's. Smithfield's, their pending application, they can't use the new regulations to determine the pending application.
Is that application for the Legends property where they have the hospital center? I thought, yeah. That's of course, that's Jim DePetris who was here for the Santos, same developer.
Do we,
indeed it is.
Just out of curiosity, do we need Nancy anymore? Mm-hmm. She's hanging in there.
No, Nancy, I'll send you my comments and questions if you don't mind.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks
Nancy,
for hanging in with us.
Yeah, sure.
Take
Thank
care.
You, Bob.
If you don't have anything else, I'll make a motion.
For the community garden.
Yes.
A representative from Home Depot showed up. She said she's interested. I told her that we don't have anybody working on the community garden yet, but she took a picture and she showed her interest.
I did try to call her back, but I wasn't able to connect with her. So if she comes in again or you hear back from her, if you would please try to put her in touch with me, because I've connected with the two people at the garden club, one who's volunteered to work on the garden and the one who actually is in charge of the garden club. And neither of which is the woman who was doing the garden last year, so.
She actually wants those phone numbers, contact numbers.
Great.
A little humor before we go. Shauna got a picture and a complaint about a car parked in front of the flowers and people couldn't see the flowers.
No.
And like, she sent me the picture and it was Gray Towers, the entrance, they got the flowers in there, and there was a car parked right there by the sign. She wanted us to do something about it. I said, nah, cool. And wanted to know who our maintenance people were.
Oh, Bill.
So I thought, yeah, just have her call Gray Towers, it's their deal.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten complaints about the brush pile.
Private
property across the street. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the township doesn't.
I just know how to complain about you blocking the flowers. Yeah, it's a nice view, but.
Yeah, nothing else. I make a motion. We pay the bills and adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.